This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
How can we help you, Samantha?
So, I've been dating this guy, Anthony, for a while.
Anthony! I'm being your hype man.
And, it's been pretty good, like, crashing at his place, hanging out, whatever.
Hanging out at his place!
Oh my god.
And then I just, like, lately, he's not really returning my text messages or phone calls.
Ghosted!
I know. It's so weird.
The last time you guys hung out, what happened?
Nothing. I mean, the only thing that I can really think of, which just seems, like, stupid, I'm going to say it and it's going to sound like a big deal, but it really wasn't at the time. We were hooking up and I sort of got a nosebleed and he had sort of my nosebleed all over his face. But we were both laughing about it.
Yeah, that could be a mood killer right there.
Right.
But we both were laughing about it, so I don't really like...
Laughing during sex is never a good thing.
I mean, sometimes it's fun, but bleeding during sex is definitely never a good thing.
Yeah, that's sort of like what I think is happening. So I just kind of want to hear it from him.
Okay, so you want to hear him say, I can't hang with that girl. She bled on my face during sex.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. We'll call him next. Hang on. Second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right. We just spoke to Samantha. This should be easy. She was hanging out with this dude, Anthony, a lot, and now he's not hitting her back. But she said the last time that they hung out, they were having sex, and she bled on it. She had a nosebleed on his face. Actually, let me. I really need to be specific when I say she bled on his face. She had a nosebleed on his face.
Okay.
That turned into, you know, and laughter ensued from that after Anthony was pretty grossed out. So, my prediction is Anthony's going to say, no, the girl who bled on my face during sex, no thank you. But we'll see. We'll see if we can get you another date. Okay, Samantha?
Okay.
All right, stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Anthony?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. So, Anthony, we're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. And if you give us a couple of minutes, we could make your day, my friend.
Okay,
so listen up. We got contacted by a girl who likes you a lot. You know who this girl is. And she contacted us because, and you like her too, by the way. So she contacted us to hook up a date between you two. And here's the deal. You pick the date. You make it up. Wherever you want to go, whenever you want to go, we will pick up the tab.
I don't know, man. This is weird.
No, it's really not weird. It's basic. You, whatever you want to do for a date, set it up. Like I said, we're not going to set you up with like a beast. You already know this girl. She likes you a lot. And, you know, I can tell you right now, you like her too. Her name is Samantha.
Okay.
She wants to apologize for the nosebleed on your face thing.
Oh, for the nosebleed. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Nah, the nosebleed was like, you know, whatever. That shit happens.
Okay. So it sounds like there's something else.
Oh, there's something else. There's definitely
well,
something
let's get
else.
To that.
There whole it is. Lot
of yeah. Tell us what the something else is so we can pass it on to her.
All right. I mean, if she wants to know, probably for the best, you know, she'd be staying over all the time, right? And I can't believe I'm going to tell you guys this. Is it on the radio now?
No, maybe. Just
minor details. Let's just get to the point.
All right. So I kept getting fights with my roommate, right? Because, like, I'm thinking he's blowing up the bathroom, like, toilet is just clogged again and again and again, and I'm in there plunging that shit out, and the stuff is coming up. I mean, new levels of disgusting that I didn't know existed. And then afterwards, I'm in my room and I'm stewing. And I'm like, I had that like sixth sense moment, you know, like this wasn't him, this was Samantha the whole time. These were her dookies, man.
Wait, hold on a second. So
okay,
you and your roommate were fighting
disgusting.
Over, like, who was taking massive in the bathroom?
Yep.
And not flushing it?
And breaking it. But you don't understand, man. I did not think I was dealing with, like, human shit here. I was like, I swore to God someone brought a farm animal in there and made him take a dump in my toilet.
What do you mean a farm animal? You're such an asshole. That is so...
Oh, you're here.
Anthony, Samantha's on the phone, Anthony.
Oh, damn it.
You know what? I think this exaggeration is a little bit too much. You know, people have to take... Sometimes you get bubble guts. But also, you couldn't just tell me this. Like, you just ghosted after weeks of dating. Like, we were hanging out. We were hooking up. I was crashing at your place. It's like, you don't just ghost.
You know what? That is literally the thing you ghost over when someone takes shits that are, like, breaking your... You didn't break it once. You broke it over and over again. I don't know. You need to date, like, a plumber or some dude with a porta-potty outside his house. Maybe, like, buy yourself a bucket you can carry around. But this shit is not working out.
So Anthony, are you saying, just to be clear, would you like to continue this relationship with Samantha? Like,
Hell no.
We'll pay for the date.
Yeah, but will you pay for the maintenance and upkeep?
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
You're on a great dinner date with someone, and in the middle of the meal, they get up and just run off. Clearly, it's you, right? Clearly, it's got to be you. No, actually, it's not. Listen to Monday's second date update on the 10th. You're going to love it. 8:10 right here with the Get Up Crew.